And one of the big things I wanted to talk about tonight, Alex, was what can we as Americans do? Because let me tell you what I'm afraid of, and I see this happening. We both agree that the globalists have a plan. They want this total control. And in so doing, they're prepared to give up a city or two just to get it done. And I think, and that's what scares me, and you tell me what you think, I think these globalists, this Illuminati, this group that wants this worldwide control, and the way to do it is to nuke a city, because then you will have so many people on their knees, do whatever you need to do. We'll give up all our liberties. Save us all from this evil, that we're going to bow down and they're going to do whatever they want. And I think they're going to take an American city for that purpose. That's the way I feel. That's the way I see it. I've been dreaming about it, and I think it's going to happen.
Well, George, I think you've crystallized it, and this is such an important question. I want to try to, there's so much I want to talk about. I want to try to calm down and slowly go over this. The New World Order controllers, this criminal group that controls most major governments and basically plays us all against each other in this divide and conquer game, for 50 years has been constructing the entire geopolitical structure for crises management. And so now they need ever bigger crises to scare populations into accepting this mass mind control, mass regulation, mass dehumanization system. And all the indicators are, from Dick Cheney and Michael Chertoff and all their different agents, is that we're going to be nuked. We're going to be nuked. There's going to be suitcase nukes go off. They've been creating the ledger, the history, for the last 15 years or so. All of this is happening, and they've been preparing and training police for forced inoculations all over the country. They've been preparing emergency FEMA centers. They've been training with local police, preparing them for total federalization. They've been training the military for gun confiscation. The military, on record in a score of publications and on C-SPAN, has said that if we're attacked with chemical, biological, or radiological agents and there are mass casualties, then if our troops are, quote, tied down in the foreign war on terrorism, that we're going to have, quote, foreign assets patrolling and controlling America. And again, I don't, George, you know, I don't just make claims. I mean, this is all documents, bills, video, mainstream news.
Alex, look, I'm telling you, and you will agree, the world will change the moment that happens.
Oh, listen.
And they what they will do, and this is the way I am predicting this, and when I say they, again, I'm talking about this group that wants to control the entire planet. What they will do is find an expendable city. It won't be New York. It won't be Los Angeles. It won't be Chicago.
You're stealing my thunder. Some Midwestern town.
It will be a town that they think can be taken out, and it won't affect the rest of the nation, but it will create the impact to allow them to do whatever they want to do, not just in this country, but worldwide.
George, you stole my thunder. If it's New York or L.A., which I don't think it will be, I agree with you, then you know it's real terrorist. But if it's some Midwestern Rust Belt city of 100,000, 200,000, 50,000 people, and a suitcase nuke goes off, you know it's the New World Order. And again, they've engineered, they've fear-mongered, they've set up the MO, and you're right. That will be used to re-engineer our entire society into a total police state. And I'm sorry, folks.
Entire planet, Alex. Take it to the planet. This is not going to be just in this country.
Oh, no, but
they're going
but,
for everything.
But they're
going to
use America. I mean, certainly the Madrid attacks, the London attacks, the 9/11 attacks, they're used worldwide by dictators, by free countries, as a way to crack down on populations. I mean, I've got an Associated Press article where 580-plus gang members have been arrested by Homeland Security. I thought they were for dealing with terrorists. You know, Chertoff says we're about to be attacked by terrorists any minute. Meanwhile, he's out going after gang members and gun owners you know, in Austin, Texas, and Chicago, Illinois. But listen, folks, George is right. If there is an attack in America, we're going to be harnessed. We're going to have a national draft. We are going to literally turn into a fascist society. The average person will do whatever it takes to, quote, hold on to the American dream. They'll be led around by the nose, by the controllers, and we're going to see a global empire of force-drugging, wars. It's going to make 1984 and Brave New World look like a cakewalk.